you for calling the Office of Character. This is Sharon.
Yeah, Bob Adams for Jackie Beckerman.
Okay, one moment, please.
Hi, Jackie.
Hey, Bob. How is Florida?
Oh, it's great. Just getting sicker by the day. What's up?
So, a couple of things. One is that no one has any track of Dr. Boynton, so he's not there anymore. But I did get the name of.
So, what time's my appointment? Did you make an appointment for me? What's up?
No, I didn't, because we would like you to sign. We feel that there, and when I say we, obviously I now have learned you've been in touch with a lot of people who feel strongly about this, that the only way we can send you to one of our providers is if we make some kind of agreement as to, you know, on both sides what will be expected from behaviors, etc.
Oh, wait a minute. Are you trying to modify my behavior somehow because you didn't return my calls and you don't want me to talk to somebody in charge of the Title 12 program or the Title 9 program?
I mean,
because I'm waiting on you and Kate Cirillo to get back in touch with me and Kate and, you know, I'm waiting
since last May. Excuse me. Hold on 1 minute. I have the date. You asked me to follow up. I apologize. I got sick. I was out.
Oh, I know. And then you said you were out for the holiday weekend, but you sent Kevin Coffey an email. But I don't know what's going on with Kevin Coffey. I've been trying to reach him. He hasn't returned many of calls. What's going on?
Wait a minute. Kevin told me that the only thing I know from Kevin Coffey is he did manage to reach you. And that he was trying to make an appointment for you to come in. That's all I know for Kevin.
And he was going to, last time I spoke to Kevin Coffey, it was right after Kate Cirillo called the police because she didn't like the way I, my tack, because she didn't like my kiss off to her. And telling her that basically, that's fine, good. Good luck with your career and your job. I'm so glad you're so dedicated to patient safety and that you told me that you were going to return a call and that you were going to look into it and Jackie Beckerman and I were going to have a communication. But apparently that's all just a practical joke, isn't it?
Bob, listen. You make it so we can't...
Who's Janet Isler? Mary Elise Isler. Who is she?
I have no idea. I've never heard that name. I'm sorry.
You've never heard that name. Well, apparently she's in. I want to know why she's CC'd in on an email between you and Kevin Coffey.
Well, then it's probably his secretary because he was trying to get scheduled time. I don't know who she is. That's all I can say. That's probably who it is. So, here's the thing. I understand.
Is there a reason what? Okay.
Okay.
Great.
And what I understand, okay, hold on 1 second. Bring this thing. I want to pull up one more thing. But I guess I'm kind of confused. I mean, you couldn't even leave a message with you.
After Kate Cirillo called the police on me, I was thinking about just swimming into the ocean and just seeing if I could make it to Mexico. Kate Cirillo handled that situation, and thank you so much for communicating that with me. That's why, the reason I called Kate Cirillo is because, you know what? I'm not hearing from you or Kevin Coffey. And again, I'm abandoned and I'm alone, and why not? I guess I can pick up the phone. I guess I should pick up the phone and find out how the hell do I get help? That's all I'm doing. All I'm trying to do is find somebody.
Bob, you are not letting anyone talk.
Go on, please. Finish. I'm sorry.
Okay.
Go on.
I know you are frustrated, but what you are doing is alienating everybody so that they can't talk to you because you're not giving us a chance to talk to you.
Again.
So I did not.
Are you kidding me?
I
can I finish my sentence? I was not involved. I didn't even know you were talking to Kate. That was not me. Kate reached out to me. I had nothing to do with her calling the police or anything. Okay, so thanks.
Why did you and Kate not communicate then, so that we could have a conference call about this?
Can I tell you something?
What?
Because here's where we are, okay? And I have told you this several times before. From the university's perspective, this is over.
Okay? Well, it's so for the university's perspective. That's great. So I should...
That's where we are right now.
So you're saying that it's so you condone the behavior of Dr. Warren having sexual relations with patients?
I'm not condoning any behavior.
You condone the way that the university has treated this? Do you condone the way the university has treated this? Go on.
Just finish these two bullet points before you attack.
Go on, please. I don't believe it.
The university? Yes.
That's just your word. I'm not going to... By who?
The university was aware of the details. The university won't be doing anything more about your concerns with Dr. Warren.
What about my concerns as a victim? Screw Dr. Warren. Screw Dr. Warren. I keep saying that. What about the victim? What about me? What about me? I'm just a giant practical joke. It's now been since February, Jackie, that I've been asking for help.
You can't get any... Listen to me. You can't do... Every time I tried to give you a doctor, you didn't want a doctor. Then I got you in... I am one person who really did try to get you help that I thought was needed, that you agreed. And Kevin Coffey reached out several times.
And now he's not returning. And I talk to him, and I'm like, I don't understand, Kevin, how this university can treat these victims. No, I don't. And what does Kevin Coffey say? How has my behavior been abysmal to Kevin Coffey? Tell me all about it. Well. I know that I know? I know that Kevin Coffey sent you a couple of emails, and I know that he's been trying to communicate.
Can I tell you? I'll tell you exactly what Kevin Coffey sent me. He never said anything about his email that he sent me, the one you got sent, never reached me because he has the wrong name. I spelled my name wrong. So I did not get anything in writing from Kevin.
Well, I'm so glad that I'm still forgotten. Oh, is that what you're going to assume that? That's great. I appreciate that.
I don't know why Kevin hasn't called you back. I will find out. Would you, now that you're back...
He's waiting for a response from what I understand, he's waiting for a response from you for over a week.
What is he really? That is just not true.
That's what he told me. That's what he told me. And he said that he was going to send you. He sent you an email last Friday when you were out of the office over the Memorial Day weekend. He was going to send you something, and he sent and he's like, no, she's not. I was like, I called up Jackie Beckerman, and I left her a voicemail, and apparently nobody's going to call me. She's not calling me back, and I don't know what the hell to do at this point, but I'm on my own, and I want to know if you're going to, are you my advocate? Are you going to be making doctor appointments for me? Who is this advocate person?
Here's the bottom line. Yes, I will, but we need you to sign an agreement.
Oh, really? And that I want to see that. I want to see the agreement. You send it to me. You send it to me.
You know what? It's a very reasonable. If you are willing, we will help you.
I think I've been really reasonable. You know what? What about what does it say about me and how I'm going to be treated with respect and courtesy and that you're going to, that their people are going to follow through?
I can't talk. Can I tell you what it says?
Yeah.
Bias, and we will assist you in obtaining follow-up appointments as
And how is that, and spell that out then, because how are you... I'm not. Yeah.
We can't have you being careful unless you agree no further conversations about your allegations concerning Dr. Ward.
Nope. Won't sign that. That's not my truth. Sorry. What about waking up on operating tables? Can I talk about waking up on operating tables? Okay, and but what about, isn't it, you know what? I think it needs to be in my diagnostic chart that I'm a victim of sexual assault. So if anybody wants to ask me about it, any provider needs any further information, then it's that they understand what it's about.
When someone takes a history for you, of course you would give that information, okay?
Oh.
That is different than what you are doing in terms of wanting to inform everyone about me.
You guys say that you have, as far as you're concerned, the matter's closed, and it's not closed. It's never going to be closed for me. It's my truth. It sounds like, you know what you sound like? You sound like Michael Cohen. You sound like Michael Cohen trying to pay that porn star $130,000 to keep her mouth shut. You, yeah. This is why I want to know this is why I know you say one thing that there was an investigation, but there wasn't an investigation. There was this done, there wasn't that done. Now all of a sudden, is this the policy? I want to ask you something. Is this the policy for every other patient?
Bob, I can't do this anymore. I have been told very strictly.
By who?
By
our
legal.
Who in legal? Who is this person, this anonymous person that you are not willing to give me their name? Who is this person? I know because but there wasn't an investigation by the University of Rochester. All right. Anthony, remember how bad the book, yeah.
If you agree to this, Bob, we will get you, I will get you every appointment you want. But you gotta go in treating people.
I treat people with the same respect that I get in return. Honestly. And you, I've been treated disrespectfully by everyone from Kate Cirillo. And what about, how was I treated respectfully by Kate Cirillo? Soon it's funny. She was a very, well, then I'll be happy to play the audio tape for you. Because it seems to me that in her position that she should have at least been able to have returned the phone call. I don't understand how you guys really...
I thought you had multiple calls with her. I thought you did talk to her at length. Okay?
I know. I spoke with her at length once. And she was going to communicate with Anna Shinlin, with some Shinlin person. And I told her, I go, as soon as you do, you're not going to want to talk to me anymore. And I guess I was right. Because as soon as you talk to your legal department, you're going to get quashed and you're not going to be able to give me any assistance. Oh, no, I'm best friends with everybody there. And oh, and everybody's my... And then all of a sudden, she's not returning my calls. So you know what? Maybe she's involved with the Willow program and stuff. I mean, really, am I not allowed to say that Kate Cirillo? And that, I mean, really, I cannot believe that this is how you treat people, victims of assault. I did nothing to Kate Cirillo but send her a text, and I don't understand how she could possibly feel threatened by that. All she's doing is acting like is an enforcer for the legal department. I think it's crazy that I have to, after all these months and trying and asking over and over again, that you guys have never reached out to me at all to try and get me health care.
Well, I guess I kind of have a problem with that because that is not true for me. I
tried to
help
Lincoln. Why,
that he was hoping that you
you would make an appointment. Now, are you going to make an appointment with him?
I don't. Again, I haven't heard from him in over a week. I've left him two voicemails. I'm waiting for him to call the police because I've left him two voicemails.
Are you going to? Do you want an appointment with him? I will get that scheduled. Will you?
I can do that on my own. Thank you. No, I can. I've already. You have. You gave me Kevin's number. I've spoken to him. Thank you very much. I'm moving on.
Okay.
Now, what about an orthopedic? What about it? What about, you know, what about it really? And you know what you have to appreciate, Jackie? I want you to appreciate this. I've been going there for 40 years, right? Why is it that all of a sudden I'm become such a pariah? Isn't it kind of funny that after waking up on operating tables and getting never had a problem?
Something.
You guys did this to me. Do you understand?
Can you listen for a minute?
Yeah.
I actually do feel horribly sorry for the pain you are in. And I'm going to tell you something. Most people would never, after you leave messages calling me a lying bitch and all this stuff, have kept trying. And I do want to help you. But you are so angry that I don't feel comfortable, nor does it sending you to a doctor's office if you're going to do this. If you are willing to just act respectfully, you can see any doctor.
Again, as long as the doctor doesn't try and sexually assault me or otherwise treat me disrespectfully, I have no problem. You, on the other hand, we have a contentious relationship that goes all the way back to August of whatever year that when you sent James Newell over. Oh, and by the way, I need to inform you that I expect to never, and I've already informed you of this once, and I'm reminding you of this, that I do not ever want to hear from James Newell again, either in any capacity whatsoever. Even under in his position as an assistant district or as an assistant public safety officer. Director of Public Safety. I don't care. When I do return, I will be fine. Because just as Kate Cirillo did.
I am going to ask you why. We're just going to get through this one last time. Do you know why I didn't send him to your house. I told him about our conversation back a year and a half ago or 2 years ago. Do you know why?
Why?
Do you know why?
Tell me.
Because you and I had someone here with me who understood it the same way I did. So obviously I misunderstood you, but I thought that you told me he had accosted you in a bar and then he broke into your home.
But that's my point. That's what with the discussion we were having. If he punched me in the bar, it wouldn't have any import on the University of Rochester whatsoever. It doesn't have any bearing. It would be a criminal act in another place. Just as it...
If one of our doctors was treating a patient that way, I would report it. And I reported it.
So what, again, if there was any question... If there was any question, you know that Dr. Warren's going into trial in a month, before in September. You know all these things. I made you aware of it. And you, if there was any confusion, you should have called me up and said, hey, Mr. Adams, we spoke yesterday afternoon. I just want to clarify some of these points. We never spoke before. It was our first conversation. I just want to make sure, is this what you meant? Did he actually punch you in a bar? What bar was it? And what's this about him breaking into your home and that he broke into your home, like, you know, and threw a brick through the window? What's this? And I want you to explain this. Because Jackie Beckerman, allow me to finish. Because you know what, Bob Adams? I'm going to call James Newell up. And I'm going to report this to James Newell. And James Newell is going to want to meet with you. And he's going to come over to your home. Is there a time that we can send him over so that we can discuss this and take an account? And then I wouldn't have been, you wouldn't have been, you really, do you understand how tenuous my grasp on living is even? Do you understand that? And I'm like, but you send off James, no, you send this cop over to my house to intimidate me. Yes, he's dressed like a cop. You should see how he looks on my video cameras.
Okay, so can I tell you?
He's a very intimidating man.
He had already been involved with your case before, so I really am
Oh, he had? How would I? He never told. Yeah, you know what he told me?
I did not tell him what to do, what to say. I just told him that there was this, that, and we understood it, that our doctor had done this, and we needed to.
And I? Yeah, you were so wrong. You were so wrong. I got to tell you, Jackie, you know what? Because of that, because of your doing that, every communication that I had with the University of Rochester goes to OPMC. Verbal, email, any kind of communication. Because the OPMC was pissed off enough that you guys were trying to intimidate me into changing my testimony. And it's called witness intimidation. You don't know what I'm talking about. Well, if you see, this is what. Then ask me what you don't understand. Don't ask me what you don't understand, and I'll explain it.
But, Bob, you make it very hard, okay? And then I tried very hard when you called again, because we didn't hear from you. I tried very hard again to get you the care you want, that you need.
So after, well, wait. No, no, because now you knew. Wait a minute. What about the care that I needed? What about the care that I... You're interrupting, but okay, go on. Sure. I mean,
told you 5 times was not going to happen, okay? And you wanted to go see him clinically. He is a cancer patient. And fortunately...
Well, who knows what I got? Who knows what I got now?
First of all, I asked you about seeing a primary care physician. If you want to get care, then I'm going to send this overnight mail. Read it.
So how did that go? By the way, how did that go with Akabuchi? Did you talk to him? Oh, that primary care physician that you guys went and told that I could, you know, not to, if I, they helped me out at all and they had any insight into my waking up on an operating table, all their jobs were in jeopardy. He was my primary care physician for 15 years.
Can I tell you something? This is not a conversation you're talking about. Years ago, I was not involved. My staff weren't involved.
Well, that's my truth. See, and that's my truth.
I don't know what happened. I'm telling you.
And that's my truth. Again, it's so unfortunate that you guys didn't reach out to me when I, you know, right when you were made aware of Gareth Warren and what he did to me.
So listen, the first time I heard about any of this was when I talked to you in August.
Okay, so it's up to me. So when it was reported and legal knew all about it, remember, legal knew all about it from 2 weeks in. What about me? That's why I want to talk to Title, these people. It doesn't matter who. Under Title IX, how does...
What is it that you actually want?
I've told you this many times. I'm not going to rehash it. I've already mentioned it. We've already discussed this, and apparently... Allegations. It's a fact. It's not an allegation. It's not alleged. It's a proven fact. It's the truth. It's the facts. Yeah, and proved it in a court of law. And I proved in a court of law. And if you guys, I'll tell you what, you knew all about, University of Rochester knew all about that.
Done, Bob.
Well, it's done for you guys. Send me the thing.
I know, but
let me see it.
Bob. I will send it to you. In the meantime, promise me you'll call Kevin Coffey and come in and see him.
I need to find somebody that's going to help me with all the other problems I got, too. All the bleeding and all of the orthopedic issues. And you're not... It would have been a good start back in February, but now, ticky-tock...
with other care providers. Just when you call, there's no reason to. Because
yeah.
Behavior.
Yeah.
Okay? And then we will take care of you, and we will treat you respectfully.
You know what? All these things that you guys say and make these accusations about me, and if you want me to agree with you or whatever, then you need to be a little bit more transparent. Because you guys just make these assumptions and come up with these, you know, that I'm aggressive and abusive and this and that. Well, you know, the way I've been treated.
Bob, can I tell you something? You've even said to me, Jackie, I know I get this way, I can't help it, but we can't. You need to talk to me and I'm going to tell you something. I get along with pretty much anyone. I don't understand why there's so much anger towards me, but you're angry at me. You're angry at
me. You let me down. Because you've let me down. Because in your capacity, because you let me down. You did not. Certainly, after James Newell came to the house, and after that whole, it seems to me like you guys are just circling the wagons. Because I never heard from you again. You send James Newell over to the house, this and that, and then all of a sudden it's like, you know what?
Bob, that is not true.
Nobody gave a shit about my hernia. What about my hernia?
That's not true.
What about the shit about my hernia? Nobody gave a shit about my hernia. Why did I go and see Dr. Warren? What was the reason I went and saw Dr. Warren? Do you think I just went for a checkup? I was referred to him from another specialist. Then why wasn't I got to say, why wasn't there continuing care after that? Why am I still a patient of record for Gareth Warren? Why haven't you ever even, you guys never made any accommodation? I never heard from anybody that said, you know what, whether it's a Title IX coordinator or whether it's legal or whether it's you, we need to do something with this guy. He went into Gareth Warren. Gareth Warren sexually assaulted him. There's going to be an OPMC trial, and the guy's still sick. What do we do? And that's why I want answers. Why was I abandoned? Is that how you guys, is that the policy, that if somebody reports a doctor to OPMC that they no longer are, they're abandoned by healthcare?
That is not the policy.
Then that's what happens. Then why did that happen to me? Why did that happen to me?
I cannot speak for the first year and a half because I was.
Well, that's why, you know what? All these people in legal sit there and say, you know, and come up that it's on me because, he's abusive and he's hurt somebody's feelings and, you know, that's a shame because I'm the one at the end of the day that's like doesn't get health care and gets.
Can I tell you something? I feel sorry for you. I am sorry that you're in so much pain. I want to be able to get you health care. If you are willing to just keep it under control and call these doctor's offices normally and make appointments and go in and get health care done.
Like I did when I wanted to go in and see the chair of the urology department. I called up.
You wanted to go see the chair of the urology department.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, it was very pleasant. I was very pleasant. And I was very pleasant. And then it's kind of funny. As soon as I leave my name, nobody returns a call. And then the next thing you know, I'm getting a call from you.
Okay.
Because everybody seems to say, and I'm like, I'm not being abused today. I'm trying to make an appointment with a doctor.
If you had called, you called up asking to speak to him.
And Tara, you want to get Tara on the phone? Because Tara couldn't understand. Tara has said, the secretary there was like, yeah, oh man, it's you again? I don't understand why he hasn't called you back. You mean nobody's called you? I don't know what that means. And I told her blatantly,
okay,
you let the doctor know that if he doesn't return my call, then he apparently condones Dr.
I've now spent another half hour. I'm going to get off. I'm going to send you this. You can decide what you want to do. This is basically...
No, I haven't. That's what's kind of funny. No, I haven't. I really haven't had a productive conversation with anybody in your system. All I do is like wind up making a phone call and somebody's going to get back to me. And I'm going to look into this. And oh my God, this is very serious. Now, yes, we have policies in place. And yes, and this and that. And what? Oh my God. And then all of a sudden, nobody wants to talk about it anymore because we consider this a closed matter. And then, you know, and I'm like, you know what?
This is a closed matter, okay?
It's never closed
that.
For me.
That is not my department. I can't change that. And the reality is...
What is your department? What exactly, what is your department?
You did take... I am not in legal.
Yeah. Why is legal taking this stance? Why is the, what is the, what? And I prove that he sexually assaulted. And I prove that he sexually assaulted.
And the department that oversees doctor's professionalism, the department that investigates these types of things, did a full investigation. And they,
I don't believe that. Who did that? Who did that? These departments, I don't know. Who? Who? And I want to talk to them because, you know what? What was the, and what was, you know what? You know what? And what was the determination in that investigation?
The determination was public.
No, no, no. What was your determination? What did the hospital? What was the hospital's?
We followed. We 100% followed
no.
all of their.
Did you?
Yes, we did.
Did the hospital start their own investigation?
100% followed what they said. He is not in any
paper. No, you're asking me the same. I mean, you're not answering my question. We're talking. You're talking about OPMC. You do it. You evade the question by going back and bringing up something else and then saying, oh, it's because I'm not listening.
Okay, listen, I'm going to send this to you. It will be your choice whether you sign it and get your care here. And if you don't, then you're going to have to get your care somewhere else.
Because, oh, if I don't sign off on the fact that I'm going to, that Dr. Warren's going to continue with his career there, and he's in good standing, what about the... He's in my community. He's in my community. My neighbors and my friends and my family could go and visit him. Yes, he's very. He will always be a concern of mine.
Okay.
And he should be a. You would think he would be a concern of the University of. Oh, well,
okay.
That's, you know what? I can make anybody aware of what's the truth.
Well, you can. You can do whatever you want to do.
Thank you.
But we need to make some ground rules.
Why do you want me to sign off and not talk about, why do you guys, why is the university want me to not talk about it, though? I don't understand that. I'm not attacking them. Why would I be attacking them if I tell them that Dr. Warren sexually assaulted me?
Everyone you're on the phone with, you're attacking.
Well, you know, I don't believe that. You know what? I've communicated with you, and Kate Cirillo was... She's...
It would not be an issue if you're saying you do this.
Why am I... No, 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 no. As a matter of fact, that's pretty good of you to mention this, too. So I call up, and I leave a message for Ann Shinlin. And no, you can't talk to Jan Shinlin. You got to hear from Deidre Flynn. And I'm like, no, I wanted to leave a message for Eileen Shinlin.
Can I just tell you, legal, typically, they do not talk to patients. That's just not their
reason. Well, that's too bad.
Okay?
That's too bad. So I can leave a message, and if she doesn't want to return the call, that's fine. But I'm leaving a message for Ann Shinlin. No, and Deidre Flynn's going to call you back. And I never heard from Deidre Flynn.
Well, there is something.
Why have I never heard from Deidre Flynn?
What?
Is that disrespectful? Is that disrespectful?
Do you want medical care here? If you want medical care here.
Well, let me ask you. If I sign this, can I expect that the quality of care is going to be, I mean, is this a common issue?
100% free of any bias.
Yeah.
Absolutely. We will get you whatever care you need.
Great.
100%. With the best doctors we have. Yes. Okay, I will send it over. I'm so sorry that you had not gotten connected with Kevin Coffey. I hope you make that call right now and go in for a visit.
Well,
because I think that's a very proactive thing you can do.
You know, I've been trying to be proactive since I've talked to you back in August, over a year ago August.
Okay.
That's all this is about, you know, being proactive, making the community better, making the making myself better, and allow me to finish this point, and let me finish my point, and hopefully my thought was that it would make the University of Rochester a better, more ethically and morally upright university. I was hopeful that my reaching out, but all I've been done is shot down and name called.
I have never called you a name.
Oh, I'm abusive, Ann.
I have never called you a name.
Right.
Ever.
I was proactive when I went and saw Mitten. And then what did you guys with Mitten? And then what happened with Mitten?
Can I tell you something? Dave Mitten knew nothing about this. The reason he wouldn't take your care for you is how you treated his
office. He's bull. That's bull. Again, you know what? That's just such a crock. That is such a crock.
They didn't know. I came on after that.
No, you didn't. That was last spring. That was last spring.
No, it isn't. It was the spring. You called me in August. It had just happened. And it was
a... No, you're wrong. You're wrong. Okay. It wasn't until after my court date that I went... It was
and it was after your court date that you got in touch with me. The first time I talked to you was August.
And it was
your court case.
My court case was in December. The civil case was in December. He took the plea at the end of August. So I talked to you 2 weeks. I talked to you 2 weeks before he made the again, Jackie, do you understand why? Yeah, I bet you don't want to mention it to anybody. You guys don't want to talk about it at all. You just want him to go out there and be a pervert.
Okay, I'm going to get off. I'm sorry it always ends up this way. You just can't try a different approach. Bob, we can't get anywhere with you barking.
And you know what? We can't get anywhere unless the university stands up and says, you know what? We're going to take a different approach on this. We're going to have to be a little bit more transparent. We're going to have to be a little bit more accommodating. Because you know what? You would think that I would be a perfect candidate for helping you and the university to improve. If you guys were going to have conferences on sexual assault, I don't care anything, whether it's with co-eds or whether it's nurses or whoever. You know what? Maybe that can give somebody a different perspective. Same thing with waking up on operating tables. Do you not think that I can, like, lead into somebody and, like, you know what? And I've said it before, and I've said it again. And I said this back in 2015 in Las Vegas when I was speaking to the CRNA convention. And I said, and this woman came up to me, and I'll never forget, this nurse anesthetist came to me, and she was talking to me and about telling me about an adverse event and this and that. And I was like, you know, and she wanted nothing more than to reach out to the patient. But legal wouldn't let her. And she had, like, she'd killed somebody's baby. And she couldn't believe that she couldn't communicate and tell this woman how sorry she was. All she wanted to do was say, I'm sorry. And she couldn't sleep at night. And it was driving her nuts as a healthcare provider on that side. Forget about the woman who lost her baby, who's twisted and going probably off the deep end on a different. But there's no common sense. There's no commonality. And you know what I said? I was like, you know what happened? And it happens every time, Jackie. Jackie, let me finish this point. Every time it happens, legal gets in, I don't care whether it's compliance or whether risk management, whatever the hell it's called, it doesn't matter. But as soon as that door opens up, risk management's position, legal's position, is to protect the university. They're in the business of healthcare. They're not, and they act as a fence. Instead of a bridge between the healthcare provider and the victim, they act as a fence between the victim and the healthcare provider. And that's a shame. That's really a shame.
Just so you know, I do nothing but train people to be empathetic and say I'm sorry. And I do feel horrible that you have gone through all this. To me,
no one has ever said they were sorry. You are, but I need to hear. No, I need to hear that I am sorry from you, Jackie. I need to hear I am sorry how I handled it. I am sorry. You're right. I should have communicated with you better with James Newell.
I will tell you this. I am sorry that I misunderstood you. I am sorry that I didn't understand what you were saying. I am sorry that I misunderstood you. And in retrospect, I guess we both thought we heard it so clearly, but in retrospect, since obviously we didn't hear it right. I wish I had called you and handled it differently.
That's all. Thank you. See how easy that is?
Okay.
All right. Now let's go. You know what? Let's hear that. I want to hear that. Am I going to hear that from anybody else, that all these people that have treated me abysmally and disrespectfully? Really? I need to hear that from other people, too, now. I need to hear about it, really, Mitten's office. I mean, really, not for nothing. And again, and I'll have this conversation.
The problem is with this story, Bob, the problem is you take no ownership for your behavior.
Oh, no, I do. I absolutely do. I wasn't perfect with Mitten. I was a little frustrated with Mitten, but I wasn't abusive. It's a far cry. Again, it's all well documented. Jackie, it's all very well documented. I can review it myself. Everybody that I know, I completely documented it because after my experience with Gareth Warren, I'm just like, what's going on here? I wonder if I'm ever going to get health care. Let's see how this goes. My arm has been in pain. I was going to go to another orthopedic surgeon, and Mitten was like, no, I want you to stay with me. I had no intent. I was fine with Mitten's office. He was going to schedule the surgery. I'm like, give me a week. I'll call you up.
I assure you that.
If he had a problem, excuse me, Jackie, is it respectful if he was going to drop me as a patient to not at least call me up and say, I know that we were going to have surgery, and you've left a couple of abusive messages on, and I'm not going to do this.
Can I ask you how he did that? Did you get a letter? I don't understand how you found out that, because I understand.
I did. I had to wait a month. I had this horrible conversation, and the office manager was great. Carol, I had a one, and she was like, no, his secretary's on vacation. Well, I don't know that. His voicemail, it doesn't say. I've left three messages, nobody's called me back, so I call the office manager, and I'm like, what's going on? She tells me, no, she's on vacation. She'll be back on Monday. She'll probably give you a call back on Tuesday or Wednesday, and I'm like, that's fine, perfect. Thanks. And then the next thing you know, Monday morning at 9 o'clock, I'm getting a call from the secretary, and she's screaming and ranting and raving, and no, you're not going to be able to schedule any appointments, and I've talked to the doctor, and the doctor's on vacation, and you're going to have an appointment in a month to talk about it.
Bob, I am so sorry. I am sorry for all the times we have let you down.
Well, I need to hear it from the individuals that have done it.
I think you need to take some responsibility for your behavior.
It must be my winning. I got to ask you, if I'm such a winner, I mean, really, is this what attracts Gareth Warren to people? People like with my personality?
Can I tell you something? What are you doing?
Because again, if I'm such a miserable person, how the hell did he ever?
I'm sending you the agreement. Okay. I hope you say no problem, and we'll get you in to primary care, to orthopedics for your teeth. We'll get you in to the best people, and they won't know anything about what happened. They will treat you unbiased, and all we ask is that you be respectful to them, like you were, because they have done nothing, and they deserve that respect. So that's what I'm going to ask you to do. I'll send it out. You can decide what you want to do. I got to go now. I'm late for my noon meeting.
Yep.
And I took your call because I wanted to take your call.
Yep.
Because I actually was hopeful that we could come to an agreement. Okay? That's what I'm hoping, because I want to be able to get you those appointments. I want to be able to get you the care you need, because I am worried about your health, and I also think you need some support, and I was hoping that I went through a lot of calls to find Kevin Coffey to say he would call him, try it. He seems like a good guy. Try meeting with him. Okay?
Uh-huh.
That's my advice. I'll send this out.
Bye. Thank you.
I gotta go.